This is Dr. Mejia, the temple of the patient, Rosa Zimosa, Medicare Exxon 51717, Derbez 104977, Refer Physician, Dr. Mildred Vasquez, procedure perform EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsy, set of the procedure September 24, 2022, indications, nausea, vomiting, constipation, abdominal pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhoids, number 3, otherwise normal, colonoscopy. Please add also to pre-op diagnosis GERD. Deform session, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complications done immediately, medication as per monitoring anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Overall procedures per double template, per paragraph findings. Oral findings appear normal, per paragraph esophagus appear normal, per biopsies taken from distal esophagus, eosinophilic esophagitis, per paragraph stomach. There's mild diffuse patchy erythema, the antrum body biopsy taken from H. pylori, per paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Semen descending colon appear normal, per paragraph. Spinal fracture appear normal, per paragraph. Splenic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Facing colon cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2, and 3 flu measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, high fiber diet, next number 5 supplementation, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.